Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Breaking History, A White House Memoir by Jared Kushner is a first-hand political account of the Trump administration years, told from the perspective of a senior advisor who worked at the center of major domestic and international negotiations. The book positions Kushner as a key participant in a series of high-stakes initiatives, from Middle East diplomacy to criminal justice reform, as well as crisis management during intense periods of public scrutiny and internal pressure. Rather than functioning as a day-by-day diary, the memoir is structured around pivotal episodes and lessons Kushner says he learned while operating inside the modern White House. Readers can expect a narrative that blends personal background, decision-making under pressure, and behind-the-scenes process details about how policy is shaped, sold, and implemented. The tone and framing reflect an insider defending strategies and outcomes, while also describing the constraints of politics, media cycles, and bureaucratic realities that influence what can actually be achieved from within government. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, entering the White House and learning the machinery of power. A central theme is the transition from private sector leadership into the uniquely demanding environment of the White House. Kushner describes a setting where time is scarce, information is contested, and incentives are rarely aligned across agencies, Congress, and the press. The memoir highlights how proximity to the president shapes both influence and risk, since every decision can become a public story and every relationship can carry political consequences. This topic focuses on the practical mechanics of governance, how meetings are run, how options are framed, and how priorities get chosen amid constant disruption. It also emphasizes the importance of building a network inside the executive branch, learning which offices can move quickly, and understanding that process can be as decisive as policy ideas. Readers see how staff roles blur in crisis moments, forcing advisors to become generalists who can coordinate across domains. The book also underscores the personal costs of the job, relentless scrutiny, reduced privacy, and the challenge of maintaining focus while critics question motives and legitimacy. Overall, this part of the memoir presents the White House as an operational system that rewards speed, adaptability, and careful control of decision pathways. Secondly, negotiation as a governing tool. The memoir repeatedly returns to negotiation, presenting it as the method Kushner relied on to convert broad goals into measurable outcomes. The book describes bargaining not only with foreign counterparts, but also with domestic stakeholders, including agencies with competing mandates, lawmakers with conflicting political needs, and interest groups seeking leverage. A key idea is that successful negotiation depends on narrowing the problem to actionable variables, the parties involved, their constraints, the timing, and the smallest steps that can create momentum. The narrative shows how building trust can require private channels, disciplined messaging, and a willingness to trade symbolic wins for operational ones. Kushner frames preparation as the differentiator, stressing the value of mastering details, identifying hidden decision makers, and anticipating what each side must claim publicly to justify agreement. The topic also includes the reality that negotiations inside government are shaped by internal politics, where rival factions may undermine a proposal to protect turf or optics. Readers are left with a picture of policymaking as a constant sequence of negotiations, where agreements are fragile and must be protected through follow-up, enforcement mechanisms, and ongoing relationship management. Thirdly, Middle East diplomacy and the pursuit of regional realignment. One of the memoir's signature areas is Middle East policy, where Kushner presents the administration as attempting to shift long-standing diplomatic patterns and alignments. The book highlights efforts to cultivate relationships with regional leaders, coordinate across multiple capitals, and pursue agreements that normalize relations among states with a history of tension, rather than focusing only on grand statements. The narrative emphasizes the sequencing of diplomacy building bilateral trust, establishing shared interests, and then constructing a framework that can be publicly announced and sustained. The memoir also conveys the complexity of operating in a region shaped by security concerns, domestic politics within partner countries, and rival powers seeking to disrupt cooperation. Readers learn how diplomacy is often a blend of formal meetings and quiet, persistent engagement, with significant attention paid to incentives, guarantees, and face-saving outcomes for all participants. Kushner portrays these efforts as requiring an ability to hold multiple objectives at once, such as security coordination, economic considerations, and political symbolism. This topic will interest readers who want an inside view of how modern U.S. administrations attempt to engineer diplomatic breakthroughs under intense global scrutiny. Fourthly, domestic policy, episodes reform, implementation, and political trade-offs. Beyond foreign policy, the memoir discusses domestic initiatives through the lens of execution, illustrating how even popular ideas can stall without careful coalition building. Kushner presents episodes where the administration tried to translate campaign promises into legislation or administrative action, facing obstacles such as partisan resistance, institutional inertia, and the challenge of aligning multiple agencies. The narrative explores how reform efforts often require incremental wins rather than sweeping redesign, and how advocates must manage both the policy substance and the political story surrounding it. A recurring emphasis is on measuring what can realistically pass, identifying champions, and structuring proposals so that diverse stakeholders can claim victory. The book also suggests that internal White House coordination is frequently underestimated by outsiders, since competing priorities and personal rivalries can slow momentum. Readers see how media narratives and public controversy affect legislative timing, stakeholder confidence, and the willingness of officials to take risks. This topic paints domestic policy as a discipline of persistence, selecting a narrow objective, mapping the decision chain, and repeatedly revising the plan to survive shifting political conditions while still delivering tangible results. Lastly, Crisis Management, Media Pressure, and the Limits of Control. The memoir depicts a governing environment defined by rapid news cycles and recurring crises, where leaders must act with incomplete information and accept that outcomes cannot be fully controlled. Kushner describes situations where the administration faced sudden events, escalating controversy, or institutional pushback, and where the response required fast coordination across communications, legal teams, and operational agencies. This topic emphasizes how crisis management involves choosing what to prioritize, stabilizing the immediate problem, limiting long-term damage, and preserving the capacity to pursue other objectives. The book also highlights how media attention can amplify mistakes, harden political positions, and turn internal disagreements into public conflicts. Kushner frames disciplined communication as essential, not to spin away realities, but to prevent confusion that can erode trust among partners and the public. Another key element is resilience, the ability to continue working toward goals despite criticism, investigations, or setbacks. Readers come away with an appreciation for how modern governance is shaped by perception and speed as much as by policy design, and how leaders often must decide under pressure while knowing that any choice can trigger unpredictable second-order effects. In conclusion, Breaking History is best suited for readers who want an insider perspective on how a recent U.S. administration operated, including the practical details of influence, negotiation, and execution inside the executive branch. Political enthusiasts, students of public policy, and professionals interested in leadership under pressure will find value in the way the memoir frames decision-making as a series of constrained choices rather than abstract debates. The book can benefit a reader's life by offering transferable lessons about preparation, relationship building, and navigating complex organizations where authority is fragmented and stakeholders have competing incentives. It also encourages readers to think in terms of sequencing and deliverables, focusing on what can be implemented rather than what merely sounds ideal. Compared with similar political memoirs, this one distinguishes itself through its emphasis on deal-making and operational process, especially in foreign policy initiatives that involve multiple parties and careful timing. Even readers who disagree with the administration's politics can use the memoir as a case study in modern governance, media dynamics, and the trade-offs that shape outcomes. For those seeking a behind-the-scenes narrative anchored in negotiation and execution, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Jared Kushner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.